From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austria and Germany opened their borders Saturday to thousands of refugees traveling through Austria to Germany. Many of the refugees have been at the main train station in Budapest, Hungary, before making it to the border with Austria. And now more refugees appear to be on their way into Hungary, as we hear from VOA's Luis Ramirez in Budapest.
I've been in touch with aid workers who say they are expecting, and they have reports of hundreds more getting through the Serbia's border with Hungary, getting through holes in the fence. Hungarian officials also reporting that the illegal crossings continue and that hundreds more are making their way either along highways or walking along railroad tracks on their way to Budapest. So the situation is not over for sure.
A bulk of the refugees are Syrian, trying to escape the fighting back home. Meantime, anti-Syrian government violence spread Saturday in the country's Druze minority, a day after the assassination of a prominent anti-government cleric and explosions that also killed at least 25 others. Also, clashes between Islamic State militants and rebels for control of an opposition stronghold in northern Syria continued on Saturday, with at least 47 killed. Al-Shabaab militants seized two southern Somalian towns from retreating African Union forces Saturday, days after a deadly militant attack on an AU base in the same area killed dozens of Ugandan soldiers. The deputy governor of the Lower Shabelle region told VOA's Somali service that troops from the AU mission in Somalia had withdrawn from a key military base not far from Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Cameroon is saying it has evacuated at least 200 wounded people after twin bomb attacks at the Karawa on the border with Nigeria's Borno State left many dead. The attack had been blamed on the Nigerian terrorist group Boko Haram. We get more now from Moki Edwin Kinzika in Yaoundé.
Cameroon's government spokesman and communication minister, Issa Chiruma Bakari, says the wounded have been moved to hospitals in neighboring towns as the lone hospital in Karawa is not large enough. Issa Chiruma says the attacks at the Karawa market were carried out by Boko Haram fighters. He says the first bomb was detonated by a young girl in the section of the market where women sell millet and groundnuts, and the second was detonated by a man near the military base where people had taken those wounded in the first explosion for treatment. Issa Chiruma says about 20 of the victims are in critical condition. Moki Edwin Kinzika, Yaoundé.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine has been respected now for a week. In a new attempt to end the violence, Ukrainian government and representatives of the Moscow-backed separatists pledged last week to implement that ceasefire starting back on September the 1st. Authorities in Tajikistan say 9 police officers, 13 suspected militants have been killed in fighting, blamed on renegade defense minister who was fired from the Dushanbe government on Friday. Police say the deaths occurred in and near the capital as security forces pursued militants linked to the ousted deputy minister. His Islamic Renaissance Party of Tajikistan was effectively banned last week for its alleged links to the Islamic State terrorist. Finance ministers and central bank chiefs from the group of 20 leading economies say that global growth is slower than they had expected, but they are confident that the world's economic recovery will gain some momentum. Americans observing the Labor Day federal holiday on Monday, President Obama used his weekly address this weekend to talk about honoring America's workers. He also talked about the latest unemployment numbers, which were at a 7-year low.
On Friday, we found out that the economy created another 173,000 jobs in August. Over the past 5.5 years, our businesses have created 13.1 million new jobs in total, the longest streak of job creation on record.
Meantime, the White House economic advisor warns gains do face problems because of the global economic situation. Oh, U.S. Open tennis tournament. Well, it was a big day on Saturday for Roger Federer and Joanna Konta, both winning. Federer over Philipp Kohnschreiter in straight sets. Konta over Andrea Petkovic, also straight sets.
That's the latest world news from VOA.